And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday. And this Wednesday, we're going to go over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And we're going to visit with June Meyerhoff and Mackenzie Snortum. We're going to talk behavior health services from CCM here in Montevideo. And thanks for joining us, ladies.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
Yeah. June, let's start out with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then we'll talk to Mackenzie.
Well, I grew up in the Twin Cities area, but have lived in Montevideo since the late 70s. So I've spent most of my life in the Montevideo area and have been a psychologist for about 36 years. I really enjoy working with people of all ages and have enjoyed learning more and more about psychological interventions over the years to help people live their lives.
Okay, great. How about you, Mackenzie?
So I also grew up here in Montevideo from the time I was 7 on and graduated from here. Have worked in this organization for the past 10 years, so I really grew up in this organization at CCM Health. My interest in mental health developed when I was working in the emergency room and seeing patients that came in with mental health crises. That's kind of where my passion started.
Okay. June, you're a clinical psychologist, and Mackenzie's a psychiatric nurse practitioner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to turn the floor over to you guys. First of all, let's talk a little bit about what is a behavioral health program at CCM Health in Montevideo?
Well, behavioral health, Paul, refers to how people's behavior affects their health in all kinds of different ways. So it's the connection between behaviors and the well-being of a person's body, mind, and spirit.
So behavioral health is basically like what your mental health is then, right? Is that just another word for it?
Well, no, it's even broader than mental health, because it's anything that we do that has an influence on our health, which is pretty much everything. Let's say I've been feeling tired a lot and my doctor says that exercise would help. Well, that's a behavior. That's something that I have to learn how to do or figure out how to do or think about what's holding me back. So, you know, a behavioral health provider can even work with someone to help them identify, you know, how they can change their behavior in order to exercise and feel more energetic and be able to do the things that they want to do in their life.
Oh, okay.
So it's a very broad term,
right.
whereas mental health is referring more to disorders that would be covered in a psychiatric diagnostic category, such
okay.
as depression or anxiety. And behavioral health includes that plus much more.
Okay. So I need to lose a lot of weight, June, so you could help me with that, my behavior, right?
I would sure try.
Okay.
We'd be in it together, Paul.
Okay, it's a team thing then.
Yes, and that's why it's so nice working at this organization with primary care providers, because we're able to encompass the physical and emotional health and of the whole patient to work together as a team to provide that.
Okay.
Yeah, Mackenzie and I are really committed to collaborating with all of the providers, whether they're CCM Health or with another organization, to work together for the benefit of our patients.
Okay. I think you mentioned this already, June, but who would someone want or need to be seen? I mean, who would benefit from seeing someone in the behavioral health department?
Yes, it would be a wide variety of people, Paul, who could
okay.
benefit from behavioral health services. Pretty much anyone who is struggling to live their life because they're having trouble managing a health problem. For instance, let's say someone has irritable bowel syndrome and wants to manage their stress better because stress sets off their IBS symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
A behavioral health could help them with that. or someone who has insomnia wants to be able to sleep better because they're crabby when they don't sleep and they don't have energy to do what they want to do. So again, behavioral health can help them overcome their insomnia and be able to live their life. Another example would be someone with chronic pain. There's, you know, many methods for helping people manage chronic pain so that they can live their life that don't always have to involve use of interventions and medications. So those would be a few examples, along with anyone who has depression or anxiety or post-traumatic stress, for instance, and help them manage those symptoms better as well.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned anxiety, because I think with this COVID-19 virus, there's a lot of anxiety with people. How do you deal with that? How would you deal with that if I know someone with anxiety? Like, my wife's a little more anxious than I am about this. How would you treat something like that?
Sometimes I tell my patients that my golden rule for anxiety is one at a time, Paul, to take things one day at a time, one step at a time, one executive order at a time. So that's one tool to use to help manage anxiety, is to really keep your thinking to one step at a time.
Gotcha. Okay.
And I think that applies to our current pandemic.
Right. Talk a little bit about CCM Health's behavioral health providers. Who's all involved in that? I know you guys are, but are there more people? Talk about that department.
Yeah, so it's June and myself, Mackenzie Snortum, and then we also have Mackenzie Gies, who's a certified medical assistant who helps us follow up with our patients if needed, rooms our patients, those type of things. So really, it's the three of us right now, and then, of course, working with the other team at CCM Health here in the clinic. So what I do exactly is diagnose behavioral health problems and use medications and medical interventions to help the patients. And then I can let you talk more about what
specifically. As a psychologist, I focus on using psychological interventions to help people.
Do you deal with children? Is there age?
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, from school age and up.
Paul, before I became a clinical psychologist, I was a school psychologist.
Oh.
So I really enjoy working with kids and have done so for a long time.
Okay. If people are listening and they want to schedule an appointment with you, how can they do that?
So anyone can call CCM Health at 320-269-8877 and ask the scheduling staff to schedule an appointment. You can mention either June or myself if you're wanting a specific service that one of us provides. Otherwise, you can always call your primary care provider and ask them to put in a referral for behavioral health.
Okay, and where do you see these patients, Mackenzie?
Right in the clinic. We each have an office here right in the clinic setting.
Okay. Behavioral health is a wide range of things, like you said. What's the most common, would you say, behavior health problems that people have to deal with?
I think right now, you know, especially as we're with your help, educating people about what behavioral health means, we're primarily getting people in who are struggling with depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, substance abuse, ADHD, things like that.
Okay. Does behavioral health, does that get mixed up with mental health a little bit? Is it viewed differently than other medical problems? Behavioral health and mental health, do you think it's viewed differently?
Yes. I think we, you know, our society still struggles with the stigma regarding mental health. And actually, Mackenzie and I have a little script we can share with you if you'd like.
Yeah, great. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Hi, June. How are you? What was your doctor's appointment about?
Oh, Mackenzie, I'm so embarrassed. My doctor wants me to take a pill for high blood pressure, and I feel like such a failure. I feel like I should be able to take care of my blood pressure on my own. I should be able to eat better or do something, and not take a pill.
Doesn't high blood pressure run in your family?
Well, yes, but I'm ashamed of it. I know that I was at risk because of my family, but I feel like I just couldn't put on my big girl pants and take care of it.
Well, it's really important to keep your blood pressure down. I hope you decide to take that medication.
I don't know. I really don't want to take a pill. I feel bad, but I think I can get by without it. I just don't want people to know.
So, Paul, what do you think is wrong with that conversation?
Do you think you would hear that conversation about high blood pressure?
No.
And taking a medication for it?
I see what you're getting at, yeah.
Yeah, but we hear those kinds of conversations about taking an antidepressant all the time.
Okay.
And there's really no difference.
Yeah, so, if you had diabetes, you would take your insulin, which can prevent a lot of other diseases down the road. And that's the same with mental health. As we know, taking a medication for depression or anxiety can also prevent some physical symptoms that may develop later on down the road as well.
So that's the thing, is educating the public is such a stigma with that, I would guess, right?
Yes, trying to get away from viewing one kind of health problem as different from another, especially when it's a chronic condition.
Okay.
There's no reason why you shouldn't treat one chronic condition like any other chronic condition.
Okay, real good. Real good, June and Mackenzie. Can you go over how to make an appointment if someone's listening again and they just want to talk to you about what we've discussed here a little bit? How can they do that?
Absolutely. They can call the general number for the clinic, which is 320-269-8877, and just say that they want to, make an appointment with the behavioral health department. And if they're not sure quite what they're looking for, our assistant Mackenzie can speak with them, or one of us can speak with them, and we can help figure it out. Right now, we're only seeing patients at the Montevideo location, and that's 3 to 4 days a week, including some late afternoon hours.
All right. Well, thanks, June and Mackenzie, for sharing about the behavioral health program at CCM Health there in Montevideo. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's June Meyerhoff. June is a clinical psychologist, and Mackenzie Snortum, a psychiatric nurse practitioner at CCM Health in Montevideo. And this has been Wellness Wednesday, and tune in next Wednesday, same time.